So our text for this evening's meditation is from Mark chapter 14, these words, "And truly I say to you, wherever the gospel is preached in the whole world, what she has done will be told in memory of her." So our text, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, it's common to treat this instance, this event at the house of Simon the leper there in Bethany, be proper even. Proper to point out that the money spent on Jesus and the costly ointment poured upon him as he was being prepared for burial, that money that was spent on Jesus was well spent. In today's thinking, of course, the question often is whether some expensive project should be taken on at church or whether monies should be used instead to perhaps start a soup kitchen? Or more personally, should I buy some nice clothing to attend worship at church, a new pair of shoes, or some designer tennis shoes? Should I contribute to church or spend money on my family, taking them out to eat? That's the way this text is often treated. And legitimately so, for the denarius represented a day's wage, and the flask of nard imported from India worth about 300 days of wages, so a whole year's salary. And it's not like the question is illegitimate. Should we spend money on Jesus, or should we spend money on the poor? And the answer, of course, is yes. Our sin being so often that we do neither. But tonight of interest is that statement of Jesus about the woman, that what she did there, anointing him with costly ointment, preparing him for his crucifixion and burial, would be remembered. Now the woman's name, that hasn't been remembered. We could find here a little and jump to another gospel, to the Gospel of John, where a woman who anoints Jesus with oil is identified in Bethany, is identified as Mary, the sister of Martha and Lazarus. But the evangelist Mark, inspired by the Holy Spirit, does not tell us the name of the woman, and neither does Jesus. For the importance of the act itself is noted. The significance of the act, what will be remembered. The service of Jesus, what will be noted. For the world there at that moment noted, and it seems rightly so, "Look at the waste, Jesus. Look at what could have been done with the money, Jesus. Look at how the world itself could have been changed and changed for the better if only this costly oil had been sold and the money distributed to the world." But Jesus' response was simply, "This was done for me." And it's the fact that it was done for me that will be remembered. So our service of our Savior Jesus, our service of our Savior may indeed be remembered, if not our names. The Holy Spirit, having washed and regenerated and renewed us when we were baptized into Christ, our service of Christ, what we do for Christ in the love which we express for one another, in that which we do from day to day to day to day as brothers and sisters in Christ, our lives in Christ, lived in peace and patience and kindness, are what should be remembered, and not necessarily our names. And that, of course, rankles us. It rankles us because we do so often want credit. We want fame. We want notoriety. No, we don't want to be infamous or notorious. But we do want a little living on in song and story after we're gone from the face of this earth. It might not be so bad. My last year at the seminary, if I remember right, I'd have the opportunity on occasion to conduct a service, to preach at a congregation somewhere outside of Fort Wayne. I think it was in Ohio someplace, the pastor being gone on something. and the request would be made to the seminary to send out a seminarian to fill in, and so I would go. One Sunday, I remember being in that church and beginning the service at the altar. I was distracted. I was distracted by all the names that were on all of the ornaments there on the altar. Little plaques with the names of the families who had donated the stand for the altar book and the candle holder on the left and the candle holder on the right and the cross there on the altar. Service went on, and as I looked around, I just kept seeing more and more and more of those tiny plaques, those nameplates, those marks of identity as to who had done a good work for Jesus with the purchase of this or that. Being a young, zealous seminarian, I was taken aback. Why all the plaques? Why all the credit? A couple of years later, I was standing in a cathedral in Germany, hundreds of years old, and there I saw the same thing. No, not little plaques, not little brass plaques, but words painted on the bottom of stained glass windows, family coats of arms, a part of each window, credit given to a name for the good work that was done in the financing of the project hundreds of years before. But the funny thing was, there in Germany, the strange thing was that even though a good work had been done for Jesus, and names and family names proudly displayed there, nowadays nobody knew who those people were. Time had gone on. Families had died out. Centuries had passed. And those names had become meaningless. But it doesn't take a century for credit to cease to be credit. When we were cleaning here a while back, going through the attic up there above the classrooms, we came across a couple of items with plaques and names, and no one here knew who the people were. The names engraved on those little plaques. It's only been 50, 60 years of history here at this congregation. Nobody knew the names. It's Solomon in Ecclesiastes who tells us that it's all vanity, right? There's no remembrance of former things, we read there. There's no remembrance of former things, nor will there be any remembrance of later things yet to happen among those who come after. Traveling through the southern United States, there are memorials to be found in many places, in many towns, the names of soldiers who died in battles during the Civil War carved upon them. Right in the middle of town, right in the town squares, big memorials, and no one looking at them. The Vietnam Memorial in Washington, D.C., however, still moves as the memory of the names of the soldiers who died in that war live on. Those names live on in their widows and their children and their grandchildren. But eventually that memorial, too, will simply be a wall with names of no meaning to anyone. What man does is forgotten. As Solomon noted. And it distressed Solomon greatly, and maybe it does us as well. Perhaps it's the lack of credit we receive for being Christians within the world that slowly over time eats away at us day after day, month after month, year after year. Oh, you go to church? Why? What a waste of time. What a waste of time. Couldn't you use your time better than going to a building, possibly getting exposed to COVID, just to hear words read out of a book, just to sing a few songs, just to have a little bread and wine and say a prayer or two? Isn't there something better you could be doing? You know, there's a cancer walk on Sunday, and next Sunday there's a political rally for a very important issue. And the next Sunday after that, we're raising money for a homeless shelter. These are good things. These are memorable things. These are things for which you will get credit, for which you will be remembered. Yeah, for a little while. A few years, perhaps. Until your t-shirt from the event wears out and you no longer can wear it about and be recognized for having been there and get credit. So the subtle point of our text for this evening, the truth of the woman who anointed the head of Jesus with such costly oil, the woman whose name we don't know, but whose service to, whose love of, whose realization of who Jesus is and what he would do, we remember. We remember what she did. We could say the same thing about the Roman centurion who believed Jesus had the power and authority to heal his servant. We didn't know his name. We don't know his name. And the Canaanite woman who wished only the crumbs from the master's table. We don't know her name. We could add the woman with the flow of blood who touched the clothing of Jesus just to be healed. We don't know her name. Samaritan leper healed by Jesus. Don't know his name either. I mean, how many people do we read about in the Gospels whose names we don't know, but whose faith in Christ we do? Whose love of Christ we know, whose service of Christ is remembered. Perhaps the most hallowed monument in Washington, D.C. is in Arlington National Cemetery. There since July 2nd, 1937, a tomb has been guarded continuously 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It is, of course, the tomb of the unknown soldier. The purpose of the monument, to remember those who made the ultimate sacrifice of their lives and their service to the United States of America, but their identity remains unknown. Sure, we can walk through the thousands of monuments there at Arlington or at any of our national cemeteries like that at Fort Snelling and see the names of those who have served the country faithfully, but even the world realizes that even a greater honor should be given to the ones who died in battle but can receive no credit, no recognition. For the point is their service. So on the tomb there of the unknown soldier is inscribed these words: "Here rests in honored glory an American soldier known but to God." Known but to God. So our service to our Savior, like that of the woman who anointed our Savior Jesus Christ with such a costly ointment, should be. That is, known but to God. But in order for it to be known to God, it must be done. And done whether or not the world recognizes us for such service. You see, being justified before our Father in heaven, living daily through faith in Christ, knowing that our sins are indeed forgiven, and we stand righteous and holy before our Father in heaven, we really have been freed from the need of being recognized by the world for our service to our Savior, and being freed from the need of being recognized by the world for our service to our Savior. We can and do serve Him daily in ways in which the world obviously would take to be both a waste of our time and a waste of our money. Let it be so. We don't need the world to give us credit for serving our Savior. For our service to Jesus is known by the one from whom such credit ultimately matters, and that is God. So it is true. We remember the service of the woman in Bethany at the house of Simon the leper, and so let us serve our Savior in the same way as well. Amen. Now may the peace which passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. We rise.